Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at this same time. And today, the Lord has directed me to share with you the elements of successful prayer. In other words, how can our prayer life be effective? And there's no better way to discover the answer to that than by going to the Word itself. And I'd like to be sharing a little bit of time, spending a little bit of time on Psalm 25, the first 10 verses. Let me share them with you. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Shew me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have ever been of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to the multitude of thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimony. Dr. Murray has said that the Psalms have been called the prayer book of God's saints. And in this book, we see in the book of Psalms, there's a spirit of prayer and there's a spirit of praise. Have you noticed that? No matter how bad it is when the psalmist starts out, that psalm always ends in praise. And so the spirit of prayer and praise are indivisible. And we're shown how to pray in this psalm. First of all, we see that there is a wholeheartedness. There's a fervency, a sincerity. And that just means exhibiting very deep emotion, very, very honest, very forthright. There's a wholeheartedness. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. You know, if we just lift up our eyes or our voice to God, if our soul isn't with that request, and the Word tells us that we'll find God when we seek Him with our whole heart. Psalm 119 and 145 says, I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. Verse 2 says, blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. And so God is interested in our sincerity. He's not interested in someone who's lukewarm. Remember what he said as he was in the book of Revelation, he would spew someone lukewarm out of his mouth. He said, I would that you were rather hot or cold. So first of all, there's wholeheartedness, and then there's faith. Verse 2, O my God, I trust in thee. That's a declaration of faith in God. And beloved, regardless of what you're facing today, faith, the faith that God has given you, will lay hold of God's promises. Sometimes there may be delays in prayer, and that's the sovereignty of God. He knows what's best. All things work together for good. So he knows the exact, perfect, and precise timing to respond in answer to your prayer. His ways are not our ways. And to understand this, we have to be mindful of his purposes. And there's nothing more pleasing to God than bowing our spirits in submission to His will. That's really the pathway of maturity, to learn as Jesus did, that He learned obedience by the things that He suffered. So what have we got? So far we've got wholeheartedness, we've got faith, and then there's a desire to learn and to know God's ways. In verse 4, David prays, "Shew me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths." And in order to really be taught, to walk in His ways, we have to be willing to forsake our own paths. What good is it to ask the Lord to show Him show us His ways, and then we're just, well, you know, I think I'm just going to go this way. We need to seek God's heart. And, you know, we can go through the forms and ritual of spirituality or prayer or even fasting. What does Isaiah 58 say? "Ye fast for strife and debate, to smite with a fist of wickedness. Is not this the fast that I've chosen?" And then he goes on to say, it's to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, that ye break every yoke. So we must have wholeheartedness, faith, a desire for His ways. And the fourth lesson we can learn from this psalm is a desire for His truth. Verse 5 says, "Lead me in thy truth and teach me." This has to be a longing in our hearts. We know that His ways aren't our ways. His thoughts aren't our thoughts. And so we need to be taught, and we need to be willing to learn. Have you ever had someone come up to you and ask for advice? What do you think I should do? And you give it, and if it's different from what they want to do, they really just want you as a sounding board. They want you to basically approve or commend what they want to do. And as a pastor, you certainly find that out. So we have to be willing to allow the Holy Spirit to teach us. John's Gospel, in the 16th chapter, we have the words of Jesus recorded, verse 13, "When He, the Spirit of truth, is come," that's the Holy Spirit, "He will guide into all truth." And a craving, a passionate desire for the mind and will of God is a powerful factor in prevailing prayer. 1 John 5:14 says, "This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, we know that He heareth us. And if He heareth us, we shall have the petitions that we have desired of Him." All right, there is another aspect, three more I want to share with you. There's a desire for the Lord's honor. In verse 7, what does it say? "Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me, for thy goodness' sake, O Lord." That's His honor, "for thy goodness' sake, O Lord." And then verse 11, he goes on to say, "For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great." We have to really be in the place of David to understand that each one of us, our iniquity is great. And so he's in both verse 7 and 11, he's saying, "For your goodness sake, O Lord, for your name's sake, do this." To plead His name is to plead His nature. His goodness, of course, stands for His character. Moses made a request, and it's recorded in Exodus, the 33rd chapter, verses 18 and 19. And he said, this is what he asked, "I beseech thee, shew me thy glory." And he said, this is the Lord answering back in response, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will shew mercy on whom I will shew mercy." Praise God. And then in the 34th chapter, that next chapter, verses 5 and 6, and it said, "And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. The Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth." So, beloved, he makes himself known as the Lord God, merciful and gracious, when he sanctifies his great name among the heathen. That's Ezekiel 36:23. And so, beloved, there's all these elements are part of successful prayer. We have to be willing to, what are the things, by just way of quick review, we have to be wholehearted or sincere. Of course, we have to have faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We have to know that He is, and if He is, it says He is a rewarder to them who diligently seek Him. And then there must be a desire for His honor and a desire for his ways. We have to want to see God glorified. Moses prayed that God would not destroy rebellious Israel. And I'm going to be reading now from Deuteronomy, the 9th chapter, verses 26 through 29. And I prayed therefore unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people and thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed through thy greatness, which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember thy servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Look not unto the stubbornness of this people, nor to their wickedness, nor to their sin, lest the land whence thou broughtest us out say, because the Lord was not able to bring them into the land which he promised them, and because he hated them, he hath brought them out to slay them in the wilderness. Yet, Moses says, they are thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest out by thy mighty power and by thy stretched out arm. And so, beloved, we have to have a desire for his truth, a desire for his honor. We have to desire his ways, to ask in faith, to be sincere and wholehearted. Praise God. Well, there's just a few more elements, and we'll have to wait till tomorrow's broadcast. My time is almost gone. If you're in need of prayer, know that this ministry was raised up by God 50 years ago to stand as a partner in prayer with God's people. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you, and I'll look forward to having you with me tomorrow. Until then, this is Sister Glass. And may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.